Hello, this is Brian Ramacha Patino. Using probe vehicle speed data provided by traffic message channels, speed data was able to be collected for specific road segments, including those at intersection approaches. With this, data can be qualitatively and quantitatively analyzed. With the coronavirus pandemic, the speed data was expected to abruptly change. Because of how state orders were enacted, March 18th became a turning point, where buildings were forced to shut down and people were asked to stay home. With this, data prior to March 18th was expected to be comparable to data afterwards. With less people on the road, speeds were expected to shift across all of New Jersey. The intersection of U.S. Route 9 and Shank Road, as well as U.S. Route 22 and Rock Avenue, were used. If you look at the study area, you will see that both study sites are significantly far apart. This is to show how the effects of COVID-19 are unique in that it's a statewide, unplanned, sustained event. For this project, the arterial roads U.S. 22 and U.S. 9 were the main focus at both intersections. Looking at the quantitative analysis results, our expectations were somewhat correct. Speeds did shift as expected. For instance, the provided example of US 22 westbound shows that speeds appear to increase around 2.3 miles per hour at the 50th percentile, and day-by-day speeds also increased after COVID-19. However, the baseline statistics did not entirely follow expectations. Speeds were expected to be consistently faster, meaning a smaller variance. However, US 9 saw variance increase, especially in the southbound direction. This may be due to the road segment's short length in connection with an off-ramp from New Jersey Route 33, meaning a lot of stopping. With that, instead of being consistently slower, the road segment saw an increased spread in speeds, leading to higher variation. For a qualitative analysis, the speed distributions were used to notice patterns. Each column of the distribution represents a day, with each row representing 15-minute bins, with a total representing the 24-hour day. The study also used 10-minute bins to see if the level of detail would change what was observed. However, visually, those details seemed significant. The speed distributions showed daily drops in speeds associated with peak hours and potentially higher levels of congestion. However, after March 18th, those peaks disappeared. Looking at US 22 during the time frame observed, those peaks did not appear to recover. Both 15-minute and 10-minute bins for US 22 showed almost the same results, meaning that the standard 15-minute bins level of detail was enough. For US 9 northbound, those peaks appear to show signs of recovery, as slower speeds after March 18th could be the sign of increasing congestion. To understand how road segments may have been affected, visual analysis using speed distributions in conjunction with a quantitative analysis could be useful to easily spot changes in speed patterns across several days. Although road segments can be studied en masse, focusing on individual segments would show a higher level of detail. As the effects of COVID-19 continue to decrease, a further study involving a longer time frame could show how traffic volumes could recover to levels seen before March 18th.